keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to the border of Bucktown and Wicker Park, where there's a new museum paying tribute to one of the city's favorite foods.
In honor of our 125th anniversary, decided to put together a museum that showcases kind of the history of the Chicago hot dog, and certainly the history of Vienna beef, and not only the production side, but the marketing and advertising side of our company.
Tom McGlade, Vice President of Marketing of Vienna Beef, says the museum's located at their factory store and cafe at 2501 West Damon.
We have some interactive areas. We've got a memory wall where people can actually write on the wall of our museum their favorite hot dog stand, their favorite condiment they put on a hot dog, anything that brings back a wonderful memory.
And if all that talk of hot dogs makes you hungry,
it's adjacent to our factory store, which not only sells all the wonderful Chicago foods like Chicago-style hot dogs, Maxwell Street Polish, Italian beef, soups and chili, and then a full deli that you can take all the Vienna beef deli meats like corned beef and pastrami to go. But we also have a area of merchandise where you can purchase t-shirts, posters, memorabilia of Vienna.
You may get more ideas about where to grab a dog. The museum also pays tribute to the 125 inductees in their Hot Dog Hall of Fame.
These Hall of Fame members are inducted because of their longevity in terms of how long they've been in business, as well as their contribution to the community as a whole and their representation of the Vienna Beef brand. And it's a real exclusive club, but we highlight them in the museum, and it's a worthwhile experience just to look at your favorite hot dog stand and a little history about each of those, who certainly help keep Vienna Beef in business for over 125 years.
The museum will be open at least through the fall, and if it cuts the mustard, they hope to make it permanent. Admission is free. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.